That's our ring. Time for... And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are now traveling with their circus and had a very successful day at both the county seat and Cherry Hill. Well, today we find them in the little city of Mount Ida. As we look in on the old fellows now, we find Abner and Cedric discussing Lum and Zenora, the bareback rider, with whom Lum has become very fascinated. Listen.
Oh, it's a disgustingest one thing I ever seen, Cedric. She's got old Lum so crazy about her, he don't know his right name.
Yes, Bob, he sure is in love. Oh, boy, he's got it bad.
Oh, he don't know where he's in love or not, Cedric.
Well, I don't know. He sure looks like it. Of course, it might have been something yet. Come to think of it, he looks more like that. But I guess there ain't a whole lot of difference.
No, I reckon not. Well, whether he's in love or not, this bareback rider has just swept him clean off his feet.
Yes, Bo.
He'll do anything she tells him to, regardless of what it is.
Oh, she's got him looking after the horses for her now.
Oh, for the land's sake.
Spends half his time around there currycombing them and brushing them and plaiting their tails and manes and all such as that.
Yeah, he's going to get his silly head kicked off, too, if he ain't careful.
Well, from the way he looks at Miss Zenora, I believe he'd done been kicked once, anyway.
Doggies, I wish we'd get shut of that Zenora and them horses, Bo. Maybe then Lum would spend a little time looking after the circus.
Well, just who's supposed to be the main boss around here anyway? That's what I'd like to know.
Huh?
It's supposed to be you or Mr. Lum or Mr. Squire?
Well, Lum's supposed to be the boss, Cedric, but he ain't looking after things like he ought to. You know he told Zenora that he owned the circus all by himself.
Yes, Mom, and you know what?
No, what?
Mr. Lum told me to tell her that, too.
He did, huh? Well, for the land's sake.
Well, he done it. He told me to.
That just makes me so mad I can't hardly stand myself.
I was standing right... Well, I forget where I was standing when he told me, but I know he told me.
Well, it don't make no difference, Cedric. Every time I get around him and her, why, he starts giving me orders just to show out in front of her.
Yes, Mom, he does me that way too.
Makes me so mad I could bite. Had me in there yesterday selling peanuts, and me a half owner in the circus.
How'd you do?
Well, not bad, Cedric. Wait a minute. Here comes Squire Skimp.
Oh, yes, Mom.
He's disgusted with Lum, too, and he ought to be.
Well, I expect I better get out there and start carrying some more water for them elephants.
Yeah.
Bound you, they can drink more water than anybody I ever seen. Oh, howdy, Mr. Squire.
Well, hello there, Cedric, my boy. Whereabouts is Abner?
Well, he's on the inside of the wagon there.
Yeah, come on in, Squire.
No, I couldn't see you in there, Abner. I've been looking for you. I want to have a little talk with you.
Yeah, well, sit down. Make yourself at home. Or make yourself comfort, anyway.
Yes. Whereabouts is Lum?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I might and I bet he's with that Zenora wherever she's at.
Yes, it looks like Zenora's taking up pretty nearly all of Lum's time.
Oh, that's all he talks about. Zenora this, Zenora that. I'm so tired of hearing it, I wished I was deaf.
Well, I know what you mean, Abner. I don't mind telling you that I'm a little more than put out with Lum myself. Here it is, time to open up the box office and start selling tickets, and there's nobody out there to sell them.
Oh, law me. Well, I'll go out and find him and send him around there, Squire.
Abner, I don't like to complain about the way things are going, but if Lum is going to manage a show, I do wish he'd attend to it.
Well, Squire, I don't blame you one bit for that. Them is my sentiment, exactly.
That's the reason I wanted you and him to travel with the show so as you could take part of the responsibilities off of me.
Why, sure.
But the way things are now, Lum's no help at all. He's got that bareback rider on his mind, and that's all.
No, he's a complete loss. I doubt if he even knows we got a show going on this afternoon. Does it look like we're going to have much of a crowd out there?
Oh, yes, it's a big crowd around here. Yes, we ought to do well here in Mount Ida.
Well, good for us.
If we can get Lum to pay attention to business, why, you fellas can make some money with this show, Abner.
Yeah, that's a time, Squire. That's the way I like to hear you talk. I know it sounds funny, but I just love money. Just love it.
Well, we certainly did a good business there at the county seat. And yesterday and the day before there at Cherry Hill were both good days, too.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a big business, all right. If we can just get some money ahead, well, everything will be all right.
Well, of course, I'm not handling that end of it, Abner. And I don't know just how we're coming out, but we ought to be clearing some money, though.
Well, Lum spends it fast as it comes in, like them new posters he got out.
Yes, I believe he made a mistake there, Abner. He's given Zenora and her bareback riding act top billing over all the other acts.
Well, she more likely put him up to that herself.
Well, anybody knows that the wild animal act and the elephant should be featured in the billing.
Well, I never seen nothing like them posters of hers. That big picture of her standing there on the back of that horse. Lom never said, but I know in reason that cost a sight of money to get them things printed or drawed or whatever it is they do to them.
Oh, yes, those things run into money, yes, indeed.
And I never seen no reason for Lom having his picture put on them posters, neither.
Oh, that's the most uncalled for thing I ever heard of.
He ain't no traction, I know that for sure.
Well, if you want my opinions, Abner. Wait a minute, I believe. Yes, there he comes right now.
Yeah, that's him. I wonder if he could stand to leave Zenora and her horses for a minute.
Yes, he's got it pretty bad. Poor man.
Oh, he's practical.
Well, gentlemen.
Gentlemen's nothing. Lon, don't you know you're supposed to be out in front there selling tickets?
Well, it ain't time. Well, I'm fond of goodness. Time just flies by, looks like.
Lon, there's a big crowd standing around out there waiting to get in the tent.
Well, fine. I'm glad to hear it. I'm mighty glad I found you fellas together. I've got a great idea I want to talk over with you.
Uh-oh. Some other way of spending money, I reckon. If there's any other ways that you ain't thought of yet.
Well, now, wait a minute. It'll cost a little something, yes, but it'll be worth it.
Uh-huh.
Lom, just what have you got in mind?
Well, I was just back there thinking to myself a while ago, and you know them horses Zenora rides.
Oh, for the land's sakes, I could have told you something about her.
Now, wait a minute. You ain't heard what I got to say yet.
And I ain't sure I want to hear it, neither.
Well, what's the matter with you? It's got to where I can't mention her name without you getting mad about
it. Well, that's all you can talk about, Lom, is Zenora.
The trouble with you is you just don't know her.
Get sick on ice cream.
You don't know what a fine little woman she is.
What was it you started? To tell them.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever looked at rings?
Circus rings, you mean?
No, I mean rings like you wear on your fingers. Rubies and sapphires and all that stuff.
You ain't went and bought her a ring, have you?
No, now, wait a minute. I just want to give an example of something.
Example of what? The way your head works?
No.
I don't hear nothing rattling.
Now, look, you take an expensive gem, a opal or agate or something, and you put it in a bad setting and it don't look so good. But when you put it in a good setting, little diamonds and stuff all around it, why, it just sparkles something wonderful. Now, that's the way with Zenora.
Huh?
Here she is like a wonderful little gem, and it's just a shame her having to ride around on them horses with that shabby harness they got. Now, what we need to do is take our little gem and put her in a better setting.
Now, wait just a minute, Long.
Get them horses some fancy harness, some good sparkly ones. Zenora said there wouldn't have to be real diamonds in them.
Oh, she did, huh?
Just get some harness with rhino stones in them or something like that. There's a nice outfit we could get, and they only cost around, $600 or $700 a piece. Well, they got another one that runs around $300. I reckon the $160 ones would do, but they look kind of cheap.
Now, look here, Lom.
Oh, all right, just forget it. Fine cooperations I get around here.
Lom, if you're going to open up the ticket office, you better get started. Dog is everybody be leaving, going back home.
Yes, you better get around there, Lom, and I'll go along and start the ballyhooing, too.
Well, I've got to get the money out of the safe here to make change with.
You don't need to take that, do you? Can't you make change with what you take in? Money's money, Lom.
Well, supposing somebody pulls a $5 bill on me right the first thing.
Oh, that's right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, you should have a little change in the drawer to start out with.
Granny, that reminds me, too. I aim to make a deposit this morning. I meant to take the money to the bank we took in yesterday and the day before at Cherry Hill.
Yes, you oughtn't to leave too much cash around this wagon this way, Lum. You're liable to get stuck up sometime.
Yeah, let's see now. I never can recollect that combination.
Put the dial on naught and turn it to the right, clean over to 70 and then back to 20.
Back to 20.
Then to the right to 45 and back to 70.
Yeah, that ought to open it.
Yeah, 45 and back to 70. There. I'll just take about $20 and change.
I still don't see why you need none.
Well, Abner, I told you I have... Wait a minute.
Huh?
I see. I put that in a shoebox and laid it right in...
Lom, what in the world's the matter with you?
Did one of you fellas take that money out of here?
Don't be looking at me, Lom. I never took it.
It's gone. Every dad blame cent of that money's gone. We've been wrong.
Well, now this looks like an inside job. But just who took the money?